Maayong gabi sa tanan. Good evening, everyone. And in the Philippines, in the area that I live, that is, good evening, everyone, in Cebuano. And it's a privilege to be here this evening. And, you know, can I also say that I'm very thankful for Pastor praying with me. We've been back home from the Philippines for about a month now. And I really believe the Lord is doing things in our life. And I can tell you why, because there's proof. We had a missions conference last week at our church, and I had a flat tire on a brand new tire. I had a flat tire, and this week while I've been here, my wife says things have been happening that are not normal. Things have been happening. So I know by that God wants to do something, so I would like to step out of the way. Amen. And if you came, I pray that you came to hear from the Lord and not from Michael Wanzer. I will disappoint you, but, you know, if the message is from the Word of God, then our lives will be changed. Amen. It's been our privilege for the last 2 years to be in the Philippines. And man, it's an amazing thing to wake up every day and Miss Tita to be with the most amazing people in the world. And to be there and to share the gospel and to be a student, of culture, to be a student of their language, and also for God to be able to teach us and to mold us. And so the message tonight, the message is things that God has been teaching me. And it is as we have lived in the Philippines, God burden us for a lot of things that weren't what we went to the field to do. And if you come back tomorrow night, we'll be discussing those things, and we'll have the opportunity. So don't miss tomorrow night. OK. And if you have questions, well, I'd love to answer as many questions as you have. And that will be a time Sunday afternoon. There'll be a time for questions and answers. But tonight, if you have your Bibles, if you could turn to Psalm 96. As you're turning to Psalm 96, we will stand in just a minute. But as you're turning there, like I said, we went to the Philippines, and God's been doing amazing things. We went there with the intention of we're with Rock of Ages Ministries. So we started doing prison ministry. And so, you know, I believe that when God called our family to go there, I know, because I met the people, there were people praying that God would send someone to them to hear the truth. And I met the men in the Cebu City Jail, and they gave me this T-shirt. And the men that are wearing these T-shirts, they prayed that someone would come tell them the truth. And when that person came to tell the truth, they would like to have a school for the Bible so that they could understand what it meant. And we went there, and the Lord allowed us to do that. And it's continuing while we're gone. We have a national pastor that is there, and he's going there every week. And he's been teaching men, and I was teaching with them. And so every Monday they gather and they study the Bible. And then there's leaders that will teach other people, and they will disciple them with the scripture. And so those people, I know they were praying and they asked for God to send them someone. Now, as I'm thinking about everyone that's in here tonight, and we're praying about the missions conference, and we're praying, you know, what would God have us do? I'd like for every one of us just to think, what does God want to do in my life? Not just, well, you know, how much money does God want me to give this year, and looking at our wallet and considering our finances, but the title of the message tonight is Consider the Nations. Consider the nations. See, we went to the Philippines and we went to go minister and share the gospel with the Filipino people, with the Cebuano speaking people there. And I met 250,000 Koreans in our city. And I had a burden for the Korean people there. I was there in our building. We have someone from Pakistan. We have someone from India. We have people from France, from Canada. We have people from Germany. And as my children started making friendships with other people, one of their best friends is from Israel. God brought these nations together so that we could share the gospel with them. And so my view was broadened, rather, you know, before it was, I got to get to the Philippines. I need to get to the Philippines. And when I got there, we started meeting all these people. And Annabelle, she says, Dad, I'd like to take a trip to China. And I said, why? She goes, I don't know. God's just telling me that I'd like for you to take me there someday because I have a burden for those people. And so God did many amazing things. And I don't know why God has led you here to Bremerton, but I can share this with you, is that God has brought the nations of the world to this area right here. And so as we think about what can we do to impact the world, don't think about just say, well, I can't go tell other people about missions, so I will give Brother Wander the money. I'm very thankful for the support that you give us. Amen. But I want you to think about how can I spread the gospel to every nation of the world. Right. And not just help send people, but also have an opportunity right where we are. You have an opportunity locally here. Take the ferry across to Seattle and go, you know, go, and there's every nation in the world represented there. They're right here. So if we could please stand for the reading of God's word. And as we consider the nations for the next few moments, I'd like to see what God says about it. Amen. And not just Michael Wanzer. So as we read Psalm 96, we read in verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods in the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O you kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him and all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. That all shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, it's because you brought someone into our lives to tell us about you that we're here tonight. And I believe everyone's here and they're excited and they would like to get the gospel around the world. And I pray that you'd help us to look into our hearts and broaden our horizons. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to see the people around us. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to us about proclaiming the gospel to every single nation. Not just to the ones that have touched our heart, not just the ones we're connected in, but Lord, help them to broaden our perspective. And Lord, help us to teach our families to have a biblical worldview. Father, I love you. And I pray, Lord, that the words would come out, Lord, for your honor and glory. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. So as we read this psalm and we think about, really the message of it, the Hebrew Psalms, they're filled with the missionary message of outreach to all the nations of the world. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. It's a dominant theme that's in the Psalms. It's interesting, this psalm is found with very few changes in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23 to 33. And this time it was a time when David first moved the Ark of the Lord to its resting place of honor in the city of Jerusalem. And this Psalm 96, it's a missionary hymn. It's a hymn for all ages. It's filled with a note of joy, but it's also filled with a declaration of impending judgment. Why did Michael Wanzer go to the Philippines? Why did we go there? Because there were people there that we felt sorry for. Did we go there because nobody had Bibles? You know, did we go there because we met the Filipino people and we loved them and we wanted to go there? Well, we went there because it's God's plan in creation for every nation to worship him. Amen. And the people God called us to, they weren't worshiping him. It's that simple. And God called us there to go share His Word. By the way, this Cebuano Bible, most people that I've met, they have never seen it before outside of the cities and some in the city. Because the religious leaders there tell them that will make them crazy. So they can't sing a new song unto the Lord. They're being controlled by religious leaders that say, just confess to us and don't worry about what the Bible says. Just listen to us. And so I believe there was a yearning in the heart of God for the people in that land to worship Him. And they had to know about His Word, and they had to learn the songs and learn the Psalms to be able to worship Him. So that's why we went there. Amen? Yes. And that's why God is calling people. That's why we have a missions conference, so we can be educated and God can reach our hearts and God can stir our hearts to go tell other people that aren't worshiping Him. They're not doing what He created them to do. God tells us that that's His plan. So that's why we're there. And I love doing it, by the way. I love going and sharing the scripture with someone and teaching them the Word of God and for them to memorize the Word of God and to see the joy and the laughter and to see the restoration that God makes as we're there. And as we think about the psalm, and it's devoted to praise God, during this time at the public worship in the temple. The Lord God, He's a wonderful creator, isn't He? Amen. I've enjoyed being out in the Northwest. I was born in Portland, Oregon, and in Tennessee, everything is bare right now. But man, God has surrounded you with beautiful mountains so we can see the glory of God. If you are afraid of sharing your faith and talking with people, then just sit around and just tell them, hey, look at these mountains. Look at the sound. Look at everything that's there. Who do you think made those things? God's given us things in our life that would form a bridge, for us to talk about people, to talk to people about Him. And so people are to be reached with the good news, with the goal that eventually all will join Him in praise. That's why we sing our songs. That's why we go, so that everyone can join together and sing praise to the God that created them. So this psalm, it's a great missionary psalm with great missionary themes. And so the theme, consider the nations, for the next few moments, we'll just share some things that God has put in my heart. And by the way, if you meet me this week, I like to joke. I really like to have a good time. And, I have three children and I love life. But tonight, it'll be more on a serious note because I really believe that when God gives a message to the man that He called to preach, it's not just something that's conjured up. It's a serious message for God's people. You know, when God gave the message to Jonah to go to Nineveh, Jonah didn't just think of that on his own. It was a serious message that God wanted him to give. So I believe that, the messages, they're from the Lord. Amen. And so tonight, if we look in the first three verses, the psalmist in the first three verses shows that he had a new song to sing. Three different times the Bible says, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. And on verse 1, verse 2, sing unto the Lord. And verse 3, declare His glory. And so we see that the theme about this is to sing unto the Lord. And it's hard to miss this point. The psalmist was saying, hey, when we have a new song, we should sing it unto the Lord. Amen. How many of you can remember the day that someone told you that Jesus Christ had died on the cross for your sins, and the day that they showed you he died, he was buried, and he rose again? How many of you can remember the joy that was overflowing in your heart? I was so excited. I can tell you, before I became a Christian, I woke up every day and I was miserable. I hated my life. I didn't like the people around me. And the songs that I was singing, I listened to very hard rock. And so the songs that were filling my mind, I was very angry. And so I would sing songs every day that made me a miserable person. And I love it that now I can sing, I can wake up and I can sing, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. I will be glad and rejoice in it. I'm glad now that even though I didn't grow up with a great family structure, that I can say that I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Yes. Amen? By no righteousness of my own. So I, you know, we should be excited about singing. Amen? So sing unto the Lord a new song. And so the psalmist had a new song to sing. And he couldn't restrain himself. And I'm thinking tonight, you know, do we have people around us as we think about considering the nations? Who are the people that God has placed around us that, you know, that don't have that song in their hearts? Who are the nations around the world? When you listen to their music, when you listen to their cultural style of music, it's not a very happy music because their music isn't giving glory and honor to the Lord. And God has placed us as Christians here so we can teach them a new song. Amen. A song that they can sing unto the Lord. So the psalmist, he's impressed with the greatness of the Lord. And, he says there, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. And so God, as we consider the nations, I believe that God is calling us to share his gospel, to share his redemptive plan with the people around us so that they can sing a new song. I went to the Philippines and we were there. And as I'm learning the Cebuano language, one of the first songs that I learned was He Lives. It says, Buhi, buhi si Jesu Cristo Caron. It's a happy song. Amen. Ginatutulana ako sa masipig na dalan. Buhi, buhi, kang luas kan ako. Nasayod ko na siya buhi. Sulod ning dughan ko. It's an exciting song. You know, the people that I met around me, they weren't singing that song. Do you know why? They had never been told. It's a joy to sit there with the prisoners. And for them to sing these songs, it's a joy to teach children. And Dixie Man above Landon, to be able to teach these songs. And you'll see on the video tonight, we play the guitar and we sing songs. And there's so much joy. People forget about their circumstances. They forget they don't have food to eat that night. They forget that, they don't have a mother or father there. Because as they learn about the Lord, as they learn about their Creator, they can't help but worship Him. Amen. It's overflowing. You know, it's infectious. So that's what God is calling us to do. The psalmist says, sing a new song to the Lord. Do not hide that new song inside of us, but spread it forth everywhere that we can go. Amen. Come and meet together and learn these songs like we've learned tonight, and then take them and tell them to everyone that we can. Amen. So there is a call to sing a new song of praise unto the Lord. So the psalmist learns a new song. You know what reminds us in Revelation 5:9? And in the Revelation 14:3, when the redeemed out of all the nations will sing the new song gathered around the throne of God in eternity. They sing of the great things that the Lord has done for them. When I was in Cebu, as I learned the Cebuano language, they would tell me, I think, you know, they said, Brother Mike has learned that we'll be singing Cebuano songs when we're in heaven. But, you know, we're going to have an opportunity, whether it's someone from Uganda, whether it's someone from the Philippines, whether it's someone from Australia, whether it's someone from Afghanistan, whether it's someone from the States, Mexico, from South America, from every nation in the world, we'll be singing praises to God with these people. It'll be an amazing time. Amen. And wouldn't you like to be a part of when you're there saying, oh, this person that was not from that, that same culture as I was, and that person who had never had an opportunity to hear songs about the Lord, God let me have a part in telling them about Him, and God let me have a part in teaching them that new song that they could praise the Lord with. Hey, if you like to sing, all singers, come over to the Philippines. We'd love for you to sing. Amen. People will gather out. They'll come out of the woodworks. And so the Bible says in Revelation, and they in 5:9, they sang a new song, saying, worthy. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So consider the nations. Amen? All the earth will be gathered there. Representatives with every tribe, every village, all over the earth, we'll be worshiping Him. Brother, I'm looking forward to meeting some Ugandans that are there, you know that you were able to work with and that the church was able to send you and go there. I'm excited. After speaking with him this week, I want to go to Uganda. Amen. And, you know, I go to missions conferences and I'm in the Philippines and I say, I want to go to this place. I want to go to that place. And I get excited. It's an exciting thing. Aren't you glad when we worship God before the throne there? It's not just going to be, you know, people from Bremerton, Washington. It's not just going to be Americans. It's not just going to be the people with our thought process. But, you know, God will gather people around the throne of God, all who have bowed before the Lord God and confessed their need of Him. People who maybe we didn't meet eye to eye with, but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. People maybe that have a different way of thinking than us, and I believe we'll be humbled. And I believe that when we're there, we might see that maybe times we take so much time butting heads against each other, and we believe our right is our way is so right that it distracts us from the nations. Yes. It distracts us from carrying the gospel to different places. And hey, I'm glad that, you know, when we gather before the throne, you know, that there will be people that are different than me. So be careful in saying, well, you know, just the people like me will be there. There'll be amazing things. It'll be a very humbling time. Amen. So consider the nations. The psalm reminds us of Jesus' commission to his disciples in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. They can't learn songs unless we teach them. They can't learn from the scripture unless we teach them. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So I'm excited as we consider the nations. I'm excited. I'm passionate about the new song that's in my heart, teaching that to other people. And I hope that you are too, because Michael Wanzer didn't tell us to do that. But God said that all the earth is to sing a new song unto him, all the earth. As we read in verse 3, the Bible says, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. We're to proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Amen. It says there, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Not just Pastor Houston. OK, not just Mike Wanzer. All right. Not just Brother Truck. Not just the people that we consider to be very eloquent in speech. But God says every single person. He doesn't give an option. He says, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. You know, when we fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to tell everyone. Amen. We want to go places where they're sometimes uncomfortable from day to day. And I can tell you in the Philippines, there's days where I loved it. And I love being around the people, by the way. I love eating lumpia. Okay. And I love that. And there's days where it was very challenging and my wife missed home. And, you know, there's times where I was overwhelmed and I made mistakes. Right. I was trying to learn the culture and, you know, I got frustrated. God did not stop his command for me to tell the people day to day about him. I had to do it. Amen. And so there was times in the jails where I would see the prisoners and, you know, they were locked up and, there were so many people crowded into a cell, and sometimes it was uncomfortable. It was hot. The cells were very dirty, so cockroaches and rats were crawling across me because there's not opportunity for really mental cleanliness there. And sometimes I didn't feel like going, but God said, remember, God called you in this verse, Isaiah 42, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will make darkness light before them, and the crooked string things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And so he would tell me, Michael Wanzer, these people need to learn about me.
Yes.
And although it's uncomfortable, I will be there with you. And, I think about another song, another missionary song tells us the same message, Psalm 67. It tells us that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and give the nation and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. We're supposed to pause and think at the end of that. The author tells us to stop, ponder those thoughts, and think about the implication in our lives. See, the words nations and peoples in their plural form there refers to the non-Jewish people. The people that are a little bit different. The people who had not been given the message and did not know God. The Jewish people knew God, and it was their responsibility to tell other people about God. And we, as Christians, we know God, and God has given us the responsibility to tell other people about Him. Amen? And I think sometimes in our, in our lives, we forget that proclaiming His good tidings of salvation from day to day is more than just coming on Sunday and then telling our friends, hey, come to church on Sunday, and that's when God will meet with you. Well, God can meet other times. Amen? You know, God could get, there's God can get His word across anytime He wants to. Amen? And I learned in the Philippines, there were things that I saw, and there were things that I realized. I said, someone should do something about that. And I said, I'm going to pray that God will send someone there. Okay? And then I said, I don't have time. I'm busy right now. And I have a mission. And then God told me later, says, my word didn't change. You're supposed to declare His glory among the heathen, His wonder was among the people. And that's supposed to be a daily thing. So He said, Mike Wanzer, don't just invite them on Sunday because you're afraid, because you don't know their language. Try to speak with them. So I had to broaden my horizons. Amen. And I had to learn about culture. All right. And you might really love being in Bremerton, and the forest is beautiful here. And then one day God might speak to you, go over to Seattle, and then go talk with a group of people, a people group that you're very uncomfortable doing. Well, go do it. Amen. Just go do it. All right. Go into a restaurant you're uncomfortable, and then just learn about those people and ask questions. And they ask you, why are you here? Well, because God has put a song in my heart, and I wonder if you know those same songs. And I'd like to talk to you about what God has done in my life. Amen? Get out of our comfort zone and think about all the nations of the world. And so the message the psalmist is excited about, it really isn't, is there in verse 10. The Bible says, say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Amen? Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Who was invited to hear the message of salvation? All the earth. All the nations. All the peoples. The missionary message in the psalm is so strong, it's impossible to miss it. And I think in our lives, many times we get very busy doing very good things, and we love our families, and sharing on Wednesdays how we have things that come up in our lives, and they really take all of our time, and then we always plan on doing something. We see someone and we say, man, we should go talk to those people, and it never gets done. Well, why? Because sometimes we just forget that, hey, God's message isn't just for us, but it's for everyone. Amen. And so we have to take time and to remember that. And as we read God's word, take the time and then go tell those people. Amen. So the message, read the Psalms. I challenge you, read the Psalms, read all through Scripture. Let's read in verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. So if you look at if you're reading this, think about the incomparable greatness of our God. He's amazing, isn't He? Amen? God knows every hair on Michael Wanzer's head. He knows through the stress level of my life for a little while, He knows how many I lost also, okay? All right, He's in track, he understands all that. And verse 4 notes that because He knows those things, He's worthy of our praise. Amen? He is to be feared above all gods, because all the gods of the people are idols. When I went to the Philippines, I was in the city of Cebu, and they never get affected by typhoons. You know why? Because they say that the Santo Niño, which is a relic, protects the city. You've seen it before? All right. And they have many festivals for the Santo Niño, and that there would be typhoons heading straight for us, 100 mile an hour winds. And I say, what's going to happen? And they say, oh, Santo Niño will protect us. They said, no worries. Okay, Ra. I said, okay, Pastor Mike. And, you know, these were people that I was speaking with, and God gave an opportunity to speak the truth. Amen. And I got to show them, hey, this Santo Niño, you know, that sells for 300 pesos, so that's a non-existent thing. That's something that we've created, and that's something that, you know, that there's a festival every January. By the way, they're having a festival now. It's just like a Mardi Gras, and it's a celebration of the festival of the Santo Niño, the one that's protecting everything. And the businesses, they'll place them over the entrance, hoping to have good luck. And they're there. And by the way, you know, the God of all the nations here, the false gods, is speaking of Elohim, means the heathen gods. That which is nothing can make nothing, correct? That which is nothing can make nothing. So something that's created out of nothing, something that we give our supernatural, you know, we believe that it's supernatural. We believe they can take care of everything. It's made of nothing and it's nothing. Amen. But people, these nations across the world, they don't know that unless we come and share the truth of the Word of God with them. We might say, hey, why do people do that? You know, why do people feed their children to sacrifice them? Why in Palawan, why do people, you know, make their children put their hands in a rock and have the snake bite their arms and then pull them back out? Why are they sacrificing their children? Well, because no one's ever gone and show them how God loves them. Amen. And no one's ever gone and show them how God created them and how he sent his son to die on the cross for them. He was buried and rose again. And unless they repent and trust in him, that they will be facing eternal judgment. No one's told them that. Why not? Because maybe we're scared. Maybe we're occupied with other things. Maybe we've forgotten about that song that's in our heart. Maybe we've forgotten that God commanded the whole earth to sing unto the Lord a new song. Maybe we become busy with our own things that we're doing that we forgot that's what God created us to do. Amen. So may we do that. You know, may we go and, you know, the sky, the lamps in the heavens, the rain that falls on the earth, the dew that's in the fields, the thunder, the flash of lightning are his voice to every creature. There are people that are waiting and they're thinking there has to be more than this. And, you know, the exact time that these people in this jail, these people in these villages that I went to were wondering those things, that's when God stirred my heart. And I'm very glad that that God allowed me to not reject that call, but to go. You'll see in the video coming up, you know, after I preach, you'll see the result of God calling and God equipping us and going and telling those exact people that prayed. It's an exciting thing. Amen. So we are to, you know, God is a great God. He's worthy to be praised. Man, no wonder the psalmist had, you know, expressions like splendor, majesty, strength, and beauty, because God is an amazing God. He created a beautiful world. Amen? Yes, moving along, we can also sing because of his strength and his beauty. He's a powerful God. Amen? The Bible says in verse 6, honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. God is beautiful. Our God is, he's not a grotesque image or idol or vain thing. He's a beautiful, amazing God full of splendor, majesty, strength, and beauty. Amen? How many of you men are in love with your wife? Raise your hand. You should be, okay? All right? I love my wife. I miss her. All right? Why do I love her? Why? Because she's a beautiful person that God has created. Amen? For his glory. God is, you know, he in the Pacific Northwest, you know, God, there's many trees here. There's many great things. And it shows God's strength and it shows his beauty. In the Philippines, there are many beautiful flowers. There's, there are very beautiful fish. We're at the aquarium and I was showing them how there's fish in the ocean. It's a great way for us to tell, hey, who do you think made this? Who do you think made the dagat? I asked the people, who made the bukid? Who made the mountains? Who made the ocean? Who made the dagat? Who made, you know, I asked the men, I said, do you love your wife? They said, yes. Well, who made them? God. Amen. And he wants to be praised. And he wants his word to go to every single nation. And he wants it to be available for every single person to learn. Amen. So here's the question. Has God given you a new song to sing? Is it a song of His beauty and of His grace? When God puts that song in your heart, you come to the deep realization that you have no song to sing without Jesus Christ. I never sang in my life one time. Well, you couldn't understand what I was saying until I became a Christian. And now I'm not a good singer, but I really enjoy singing because I have something to sing about. And I told my wife, when God called me to be a preacher, I said, something's wrong with me if I ever stop singing in my heart. Please tell me and help me to get my heart right with the Lord, because He has put a new song in my heart. And there might come a day when Michael Wanzer loses his focus and I forget about the nations and I forget about the people that are around me. And I said, Victoria, I said, please. Pray for me, and you know, as we go to the Philippines, I never want to come to that point where I lose my song. Because if I lose that, then I have nothing to tell anyone else. I have nothing. I can go on my wisdom, I can go on the things that I've studied, and I can go on my intellect, but without the song from the Holy Spirit of God, I have nothing, and I am nothing, and we are nothing. So if God has given you a new song, here's my question, what are you doing with that? Will you rehearse it in your mind over and over and over again? Or will you proclaim it to every single person that you meet? Will you proclaim it throughout the nations? You see, when the Holy Spirit, when we have that song, God the Holy Spirit will reveal the need in your heart to abandon our self-centered ways and turn us from our unbelief and put our trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Maybe there's someone in here, and as we were singing about the Lord earlier, you were just standing there, and you're thinking, why are these people singing? You know, why are they so excited? There's never been a better time than today to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and to have that song in your life. Amen? He puts a song in your heart of thanksgiving and praise to God. So let's look, moving along in verse 7. The Bible says, give unto the Lord, O you kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. As we think about, there's a call to the nations of the world to praise the Lord. There is. I didn't say that. The Bible said that in the beginning of the song. And the ones who are going to go to those nations and teach them that are you and I. Amen? You and I. And God, He does not always, He doesn't necessarily call everyone who is equipped, but He will equip the people that He calls. Amen. And He will teach us His ways. And the idea, as we look in here, all the families, your family church, right? All the families of the earth are called upon to come and worship the Lord. So it's really called saying, thank you, God, that you are who you are. Amen. And my greatest desire as a father, my greatest desire as a missionary, I want to reach all the people that I can. All right. I want to have people in this village, people that place, people here. I want them to get to know the Lord. I want them to go to Vietnam, Laos, Burma. I want them to go to places. I want them to go to Egypt. So I'm excited. I love we're working in the Philippines because, man, I've never met someone in the Philippines that says I can't. They're very hardworking people. You know, and so I'm working with people right now that aren't just going to stay there, that understand this. I have a great friend that's in Zambia. I have a great friend that's in Thailand. I have a great friend that is in the Solomon Islands. And so God calls us to bring a sacrifice to Him. And so we should give the Lord the glory and strength that's due to Him. But in verse 8, the Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name and bring an offering and come into His courts. And I believe that the greatest offering that we could give is our own lives. We owe Him our lives. Amen. He says, Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. To people all the time, they say, Mike, Brother Mike, we love you. And we're so glad that you went to the Philippines. And we're so glad that you're sacrificing. And I said, I'm not sacrificing one thing, I have an amazing time every single day. Amen? I'm not sacrificing a bit. I get to be in the greatest place in the world. And I get to see God working every single day. And I get to teach people the gospel of Jesus Christ. I get to see them change. And man, there's nothing else I want to do. I've done all those kinds of, you know, other things. I've worked in the medical field. I've worked as a medic. I worked in construction, building buildings. I worked in retail. I worked in banks. I don't want to go back and do those things. As I look back, I think, what took me so long to figure out that God wanted to use me? You know, I doubted him. God says, I want you to go be a missionary. And I said, I want to go be a medical missionary because I'm not a good speaker. And God says, I want you. So I went to paramedic school and I learned a lot. But God still wanted me to go preach his word. And I said, I don't know how to speak. And God says, well, I'm glad that you decided you wanted to do that. I'm happy. And so, but. I really want you to do what I called you to do, because that will glorify me. See, Mike Wanzer wanted to go, and I wanted to sacrifice so much, so I graduated Bible College, and I said, Lord, I'm going to go to the medical field, and I said, God, I'm going to learn to be a paramedic, and then I'll be a medical doctor, and then, God, you can really use me then. All right? It's an amazing thing to be an MD and be able to minister to people. But that's not really, that wasn't God's full purpose for my life. So I did that, and I was a miserable person. You know why? Because I was trying to do these things that would make people say, oh, Brother Mike, ooh, yes, he's very gifted. Oh, Brother Wanzer, he's very talented, and he worked very hard. And because he worked very hard, then God is honoring, and God's going to pay him rewards. Well, I still work very hard. I still work hard. I study right now, and I do all these things. But I realize that through the foolishness of preaching, God wanted to use Mike Wanzer. Yeah. And if I studied like Porky the Pig, if I go, that's okay, because God could still use me. Amen. And I'm learning Cebuano, I love it. I love speaking, and, God has really, chosen through the foolishness of me learning that. It's a little different when I say hello. Kind of unnatural. I say, ¿Cómo naman ka? And I ask, where are you going? ¿Asumoto ka ba? And that's unnatural for me to speak that way, but people love it. And they say, why are you learning our language? Why is that? And I say, because God loves you. Amen. And God called me over here. And even though I look really funny, I want to tell you why I'm over here. Amen. So, that was my offering to the Lord. I finally figured it out. God's not impressed with all my qualifications. He will equip me when I surrender to him. So I surrendered to him, and he's been equipping me every single day since then. And he's told me that I still need to be a student. So I brought this offering, and hey, we have a debt that we owe. Responsibility goes with grace. We cannot earn our salvation, but because of what God has done for us, the least we can do is glorify him by the way we live and give him our life. Amen. So the Apostle Paul reminds us that in Romans chapter 1, he says, I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as it in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to them that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. As we give our life as a sacrifice, I'll tell you what, God will, those areas that we're uncomfortable, those areas that we're maybe weak in, the Holy Spirit will change those areas, won't they, Brother Chuck? I don't like speaking in front of people. I'm nervous and I shake. But guess what? When I learned to get over that, when I was in Portland, Oregon, I rode the MAX. I rode the light rail, and all day long I rode it and I talked to people. And I'm not I wasn't a talkative person. I didn't really like meeting people. I wanted to go hiking, through the forest. All right, But I learned to talk to people and to have a love and a passion for those people. Because the Holy Spirit did it. When I'm in the Philippines, I try to talk to everyone I can. Why? Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as we, kind of conclude, and as we think about considering the nations, if you look in verse 9, I won't go through it, but we should worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Amen. In verse 9a, the Bible says, worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. The idea of worship is laying prostrate down before Him. And, you know, just worshiping in, you know, in fear and trembling. And Pastor, I believe the reason why you prayed with me tonight is I wasn't nervous coming up, but I was trembling because I really want God to use me. I don't want Michael Wanzer to talk. You know, we spoke yesterday about a talk, and his breath was taken back as he thought about the conference. Why? He wasn't nervous. He was just hoping, and he was praying, and he was expecting God to work. I hope we come the rest of the week expecting God to work. Amen. Expecting God to change our lives. All right? Expecting God maybe to change our way of thinking and to become a student of what God wants to say to us. Amen. Hey, I'm 31 years old. I know that I don't have all the wisdom. I don't have everything figured out. When I graduated Bible college, I thought I was an expert. I became a student again. Okay. I went through my missionary classes and I said, oh yeah. I called pastors and I said, I'm an expert. Pastor, I'm going to do this. I went to the Philippines. I hardly didn't do anything of those things because God told me what I should be doing. Okay? I'm an expert. I'm a student. Okay? And I don't come here as an expert, but I know the God of the Bible. I know the God that created us. Amen? And the power is not in my message, but as Paul encouraged Timothy, you know, the power is in the Word of God. Amen? The power is in the Holy Spirit's calling. So worship the Lord and be of His holiness. And then, you know, as we think finally about the call being considering the nations, there's a call in the nations for the world to praise the Lord. Finally, He will judge the people with equity or with fairness. God will. And you say, well, why do you say that? Well, the Bible says, Psalm 67, verse 4, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon it. The psalmist looks in divine judgment was an occasion for rejoicing. You say, why? Because, hey, we like judgment. All right. We like it when things are set straight. And you know, we're glad if someone does something to us, if something offends us, we like when it's taken care of. Correct? We like when that happens. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about one day when, you know, when the Lord comes back and, you know, He governs and rules the world. You see, that's why, you know, the Jews were confused when Christ was upon the earth, because they thought He was coming here to set a revolution. They thought that Christ was coming and that he would be this great ruler. He would be this great king, and He would take them out of their bondage that He was in. And He came and He showed them that we are to serve. We can be free through serving. Amen. And we can be free by being in a subjection to the authorities that are above us. And so He shows that, you know, He's coming back. In Revelation 19, verse 1 and 2, verse 5 and 6, 11 and 16 tell us that the one day the King will come in glory and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And as we go to the Philippines, we teach the people these things, and we tell them there will be a day. There will be a day when God will judge the nations. And we're coming here because we want to tell you and we want you to know who this God is. Amen. And because He's given us that song, we want you to be able to sing that song to Him. And the Bible says there in Revelation, after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, of much people. Amen. Saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all you servants and ye that fear Him, both small and great. Amen? So God is calling all of us to consider the nations. You know, as we conclude, think about this psalm. The Bible starts off saying, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. And the only way that all the earth is going to sing a new song is if when God stirs someone's heart about going to a specific place or, you know, being available to Him, if we respond to that call. If we respond to that call, then I believe just like in the Cebu City Jail, where, you know, they were praying for someone to come and tell them about the the real God. And they were praying for someone to bring them Bibles, which we brought them Bibles. Amen. And they were praying, there has to be more than this. Then, you know, as there's people that are crying out around the world, as they're crying out, I would challenge you, respond. Amen. Respond. Respond, because the God that created us, the God that created the world, He commands us to. Michael Wanzer doesn't make you feel guilty about it. I don't want you to feel guilty about it. You should respond because God calls you. God called me to the Philippines. God called Brother Trock to Uganda. All right. God called your pastor here. And he responded. Are you glad that he responded? I'm very glad that God sent someone my way. And so consider the nations. Flags from every nation in the world are here. Hey, I'm glad we have representatives here from several different nations. God has put you in a place in the world where there are people from every nation. And you say, well, I'd like for God to use me one day. Maybe he'll call me to be a missionary. Well, if he has, then do it right now. Amen. Do it locally here. You say, I'm waiting for God to do something, all right? He's not going to come and drop a smoke screen, and he's not going to, you know, write it in the sky. God's going to say, well, when he's working in your heart, do it right now. He says, declare his glory among the nations. Start right now. Every nation in the world is in this region right here. If you start doing it right now, as God works in your heart, maybe you'll have an opportunity to come to the Philippines, okay? Maybe you have an opportunity to go some other nation. I'm excited to see what God is going to do with everyone here at Westside Baptist Church. So as we prepare for what God has for us the rest of the night, I would challenge you, if you take one thing away from this service, consider the nations. Consider the song that God has placed in your heart, and consider allowing God to use you to take that song and to teach it to someone else. It is crying out in their heart. And they want to know, but nobody has gone there yet. As Brother Trock shared with me earlier today, the people that are in his region, they said, "Ooh, we never heard of Baptists before." "Well, why not?" And they said, "What took you so long to get here? What took you so long?" Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we prepare for the rest of the service, I pray that you would allow us to consider the nations. Lord, may this be a time where we would respond to you, and we wouldn't respond out of guilt, but we would respond out of love and a passion and an awe, Lord, of your glory and of who you are. And I pray, Lord, that as your word would stir our hearts, Lord, you'd help us to consider the nations. Lord, I pray that, Lord, with all of my heart, I pray that, Lord, that Michael Wanzer was moved out of the way. And I pray that as we prepare for the rest of this time, Lord, I pray that you would have done something in our hearts. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be changed. And if there's a decision that we need to make, whether it's now or later, God, help us not just to wait, but to do it, Lord. And I love you, and I thank you. And we worship you this evening in Christ's most precious name we ask it. Amen.